Every Sunday, thousands of pastors preach about the presence of God while privately wondering where he went. They pray from the pulpit with confidence, then drive home unsure whether anyone was listening. This is spiritual burnout, and most congregations have no idea their pastor is in it. The condition is common, well documented, and almost never named out loud. Research from Barna, Lifeway, and Duke's Clergy Health Initiative describes the workload side of pastoral exhaustion in detail. The interior side gets far less attention, the slow fading of a pastor's own sense of God while he or she keeps leading everyone else toward him. This article covers what spiritual burnout looks like, why pastors hide it, what earlier Christians called it, and what brings people back. What is spiritual burnout? Spiritual burnout is a state of spiritual depletion in which prayer, scripture, and worship lose their personal meaning while a person keeps going through the motions. For pastors, it usually shows up as sermons that are true but no longer feel alive, prayer done out of duty, and Bible reading that produces sermon material and nothing else. Physical rest fixes ordinary tiredness. Spiritual burnout can survive a vacation. A pastor can come back from 2 weeks away and still feel nothing when she opens Psalm 23 to prepare Sunday's message. Signs of spiritual burnout in ministry. Sermon prep feels like production, and personal devotion has quietly stopped. Prayer happens only in public settings, where someone else is listening. You feel distant from God and assume the distance is your fault. Worship services move the congregation and leave you untouched, even while you lead them. You say true things about God with less conviction behind them each month. Ministry tasks have filled the space where your own faith used to live. Any one of these can describe a rough week. Several of them, sustained for months, describe a pastor in trouble. The weight of the role. Pastoral ministry demands constancy. The pastor is preacher, counselor, administrator, crisis responder, and spiritual example, often on the same day. Duke's Clergy Health Initiative compared clergy burnout with other helping professions and found that pastors carry emotional labor and role overload at levels comparable to counselors and social workers. Emotional labor means managing your inner state so you can present the face the moment requires. Psychologists call it surface acting. A pastor does it at the hospital bedside, in the budget meeting, and at the funeral of a child, sometimes all before lunch. Every week of surface acting widens the gap between what a pastor feels and what a pastor shows. Over years, that gap becomes the place where spiritual burnout grows. The numbers say the strain is real, and they also complicate the usual story. Barna & Glew's 2026 survey of 507 senior pastors found that just over 60% frequently or sometimes feel emotionally or mentally exhausted. That is an improvement from roughly 75% in 2015. In the same period, the share of pastors who are very satisfied with their vocation dropped from 72% to 52%. Pastors are coping better and enjoying the work less. Lifeway Research adds detail. In its 2025 study, 57% of pastors said the role often feels overwhelming, and two-thirds feel obligated to stay reachable around the clock. Even so, only about 1.2% of pastors leave ministry in a given year, a figure that has held steady for a decade. Church leaders looked at why so few pastors quit even though most are exhausted, and the short answer is calling. Pastors stay because they believe God asked them to. That same conviction can keep a spiritually depleted pastor in the pulpit for years without help. Eugene Peterson put the relentlessness plainly. The sermon is the one task that never goes away. Every pastor knows the rest of that sentence. The sermon must be delivered whether the preacher feels spiritually alive that week or not. Why pastors hide it? Isolation explains most of the silence. Barna's 7-year tracking of pastor support systems found that 65% of pastors feel lonely or isolated at least sometimes, up from 42% in 2015. Only 49% frequently feel well supported by the people close to them. The share receiving peer or mentor support several times a month fell from 37% to 22% over the same stretch. When Barna asked pastors in 2026 who they lean on during burnout, 80% named a spouse, and 65% named fellow pastors. Only 42% had a close friend outside the congregation, 30% had a mentor or spiritual director, and 18% were seeing a counselor. Church Leaders has covered why so many pastors lack close friends, and the reasons are structural as much as personal. Add the expectations of the role, and you get what some Christian counselors call a closed system. Congregations want clarity, conviction, and confidence from the person up front. A pastor who admits to dryness or doubt risks being read as unstable or even disqualified. So the questions go unprocessed and the doubts stay unspoken. A season of dryness that might have passed in a few months hardens into years of quiet disengagement. Scripture never required this kind of silence. David asked God how long he would keep hiding his face, Psalm 13:1. Paul told the Corinthians that he and his companions had been pressed so far beyond their strength that they despaired of life itself, 2 Corinthians 1:8. Neither admission cost them their calling. Related: 7 powerful ways pastors can prevent burnout and stay spiritually strong. Acedia, the old name for spiritual apathy. Christians have been describing this condition for 1,600 years. The desert monks of the 4th century called it acedia, and Evagrius of Pontus nicknamed it the noonday demon. It was the listlessness that arrived when the day was long, prayer felt pointless, and the monk found himself staring out the window wishing he were anywhere else. Later theologians, including Thomas Aquinas, treated acedia as a spiritual condition worth taking seriously. Acedia coexists easily with a full calendar. A pastor in acedia keeps working. He preaches, visits, counsels, and plans. He simply stops caring and then feels guilty for not caring, and the guilt makes prayer even harder. Scholars of clergy health increasingly connect acedia with modern pastoral burnout because the pattern is the same: emotional depletion, indifference toward the things that once mattered most, and a performance that continues anyway.